You're listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com, the ultimate resource for garden nerds. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Determinant versus indeterminate. A great question came in to Ask Garden Nerd this week. It goes like this. I bought some seeds that say determinate and or indeterminate. What does that mean? Well, the easiest answer is this. Determinate plants produce all of their harvest at once. So if you're canning, this is a great type of tomato, for example, that you would want to grow. And I have a hint here. If you have trouble remembering the difference between these two terms, think of this sentence. My plants are determined to finish all at once. Determinate. Okay, so determinate tomatoes tend to be shorter and often are said that they don't require staking. And it's generally advised not to prune the sucker shoots that come from the corners of the plant. Some determinate heirlooms include Costoludo Genovese, Hungarian Paste, and Rutgers Improved. Indeterminate plants, on the other hand, produce over time, giving you a prolonged harvest over the entire season. This type is ideal for those who want to enjoy tomatoes a few at a time over the whole summer. Indeterminate plants will vine up a trellis, and the suckers should be pruned to maintain order and help concentrate the plant's energy on ripening fruit. Some indeterminate heirlooms include Amish Paste, Black Crim, and Green Zebra. If you're planting tomatoes this week, visit GardenNerd.com for our recent blog post on how to plant tomatoes. We've got a few helpful blogs that will help you on your way. Well, that's the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast for this week. You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at GardenNerd.com. That's GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening.